Some questions make me squirm, like, how's that diet going, or are you saved, or do you love me? Jesus poses that awkward one to Peter not once but three times, not because of insecurity, but to offer Peter, after his three-time denial, the opportunity for rehabilitation, redemption, and resurrection. In his repeated question, Jesus makes it clear that he wants disciples who are outstanding in love. What else but passion accounts for what we hear throughout the Acts of the Apostles, the post-resurrection chronicles? Today we hear that the disciples were beaten and imprisoned, yet they rejoiced that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of Jesus' name, that they could suffer for the one they love. We have no proof of the resurrection, of course. No one saw it. So the best evidence we have is that dramatic difference in the actions and attitudes of the disciples after Jesus' resurrection, how they went from fear and denial to courage and boldness, how they were transformed by the Easter factor. Those who have experienced the risen one, that the proof of God's unrestrained, unlimited love, become disciples. Even those of us who, like Peter, stumble often in love. Does the Easter factor figure in our lives? Only after Peter experienced the resurrected Lord was he able to extend the love and life of Jesus Christ. Like Peter, without a relationship with the resurrected Lord, without a power and source and inspiration and passion quite beyond our own, we are powerless to be disciples, to extend the love and life of Jesus Christ. What we are called to do, what we must do as disciples in our time and place, demands nothing less than being passionately in love with Jesus Christ to do his work. It's not going to work otherwise. It doesn't. You know that it doesn't. It won't. Father Pedro Arrupe writes, fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything. Ain't that the truth? Do you love me? Crucial question, critical answer.